This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back, everybody, to Change Your Mindset Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. So we're at episode 25. We're a quarter from 100, and it's obviously been a journey, and I appreciate everyone staying tuned and listening to these podcasts. So I just want to talk to you about being consistent and what it means and what it takes, even though when things start off slow, obviously in the down run, you'll see the progress, and obviously that's when you later on and you'll see obviously what you really expected. It obviously doesn't all happen all at once. It takes time. So I'm going to show you from the beginning when I started this podcast, where I was and where I'm currently, how many downloads I have per episode, or actually per day. And when you get from a year, or like basically a year anniversary of when I started this podcast, I will tell you how many downloads by then I will have per day. And obviously, hopefully, it's more than what I currently have right now. But I'll just hopefully show you the power of being consistent, obviously, with this podcast, for I give you an example. And there's other things you can be consistent as, obviously working out, you know, trying to lose weight, gaining muscle. Obviously, you need to be consistent in that. Obviously, you need to be consistent in if you want to take the entrepreneurship route, if you're starting a business or making a product, whatever it may be, about being consistent with that. So I'll just go into these and tell you how important it is being consistent. And unfortunately, a lot of people give up before they see the results that they really want, because like I said many times before, we live in a society where people want things now, but unfortunately that's not how it works. We don't get things now, and the results we don't get now. It takes time and it takes a long period. So that's what I'll be going into in this episode. So when I started this podcast, the very first episode I published was on July 11th 2022. Obviously, when you start something, there's not very much traction because no one knows about it. So when I started this podcast, obviously, I would get about less than 5 downloads per day for the episodes. Obviously, that's not a lot, but I understood it takes time. And, you know, in the long run, it builds up over time and you just have to be consistent. So as of today, it's been approximately 5 months, and I'd be averaging per day between 10 to 25. And to some people's opinion, then that's still not that much. Obviously, I understand, you know, 5 months, still a while, but I produce an episode every week, which usually falls on a Monday. And I understand that it takes time. Going to the next two examples, I understood that. So with that being said, because a lot of people see when you start a podcast or maybe you start anything, YouTube, whatever it is, people see these big people that have hundreds, thousands of listeners, downloads every day, and they want to have that exact amount. But it takes usually years to build up that, obviously, listeners, audience, whatever you're trying to do, views, whatever it may be, it takes years and years. And a lot of people don't want to do this for years and years because they want it now. Like I said, this society nowadays, we want it now, but it takes time. And like I said, from example, from July, when I first started this podcast, it was less than 5 people were listening per day. Sometimes it was 0. So obviously I didn't give up. I didn't stop. I didn't quit. Obviously 5 months in, here I am, between 10 and 25 downloads, listens a day. And if you do listen to this podcast, obviously, if you listen to this podcast, I appreciate it. And I thank you for listening. But it does take time. And you do have to realize that. That's why, obviously, I will continue every week, drop a new episode every Monday. And that's my guarantee. And that's my promise to you if you are listening to this podcast. I will continue. Every single week, I will be consistent. And obviously, I'm disciplined enough to create one every week. And obviously, I'm going to do that and show you, hopefully, the difference that this podcast does grow within July 11th, 2023. And then we can follow back on this and see where this podcast is at. And obviously, hopefully, this podcast does have more downloads and listens. But if it does, it just will show you that when you first start something, it takes time. You got to be consistent and you got to keep putting in the work. You obviously don't see the results at the very beginning. If that was the case, that'd be nice. I'd probably have a couple hundred per day, or maybe 1,000. But it takes time. You know, it takes time for people to find you, to people spread the word, whatever it is. And if you have good information, obviously that helps as well. So it takes a lot of time, and you just have to be consistent. That's why consistency is hard for people nowadays, because when you don't see the outcome, for example, say if you're listening to this podcast and I just told you the results of currently after 5 months, what the results are, you're like, it's not worth my time. I'm not where I want to be at. Maybe you'll probably just quit and give up and do something else. But maybe you will never see the results that you actually want to get. Like I said, it takes time and you have to keep doing it over and over. So those are the statistics of this podcast. So obviously this is the 25th podcast that I produce since July 11th. And like I said, I will have a new episode every single Monday that this podcast will have. And that's my promise and guarantee to you. If you are listening to this podcast, I will produce it one every single week. So for these next two examples, obviously I learned you have to be consistent and it takes time. So that's why for this podcast, I'm not quitting or giving up. I'm still going to keep going, because with these two examples I'm about to get in, I realized consistency and takes time and you will see the results. So for the first example is working out. Obviously, for me personally, obviously working out, I mean, even if it's for you, if you're trying to lose weight or maybe gain muscle, whatever it is, it takes a lot of time. And obviously you have to eat right, you have to go to the gym, you have to be consistent, you have to be super disciplined. Obviously, once you start going to the gym at the very beginning, you're not going to see results in 1 or 2 weeks. Obviously, it takes months and months, and sometimes it takes years, and you just have to keep putting the work over and over. Obviously, we all want six-pack abs, you know, most people do, or you want to be super big arms, whatever your priority is, you want it now. And unfortunately, that's not how it works. You have to go every single, not every single day, but you have to be consistent working out, and you have to eat right. And it takes time. And personally, I realized that, and I eventually saw the results after a while being disciplined and eating right. Because you can work out as much as you want, but if you're not eating right and being consistent with that and discipline, you won't see the results. And obviously, if you're not working out but you eat right, you might not see the results as well. So it can go either way, basically, but it's up to you if you want to take the time and discipline. But like I said, it takes a lot of time, and people just want it now, and it doesn't work like that, unfortunately. And I realized that, because when I first started, you know, you see people at the gym, they're all big, you know, shredded, whatever it is, you know, these people are all in super shape, and you're like, why aren't I like that? I go to the gym. But it takes time. It takes a lot of time and a lot of consistency, and a lot of people don't realize that, and they give up. Or maybe they're impatient and they start taking steroids or some drugs, whatever it is. And, you know, obviously that's going to speed up the process, but that's super not healthy for you in the long run. So, like I said, people just want it now, but that's not how it works, unfortunately. So even if you're trying to lose weight, like, and you're eating healthy, if you eat healthy a couple of days, you're not going to lose 10 pounds, or you won't have six-pack abs when you're done after a couple of days of eating good. You have to do it for weeks, months, and, you know, after you get the results you want, you have to maintain that. It doesn't just stay like that permanently. You still have to keep being consistent. You still have to keep eating right and keep going to the gym after you get results. Because once you stop being consistent, you'll gain it all back. You'll lose everything. You lose your muscle, and you'll gain all the weight back. And it just shows that being consistent, you have to keep doing it over and over to keep those results or to grow those results, whatever it is. And I think working out's a great analogy for that, because if you're consistent, your body will be how you want it to be. And if you're not, you'll lose it all, or you'll gain it all back weight wise. So I think it's a great analogy of being consistent, and obviously very crucial for fitness. And I think that's very important, obviously being fit, because that's probably one of the best things you do to be one of the best, to be the best version of yourself. And if you do become successful, you want to be healthy because you want to live a long time and you want to spend the money that you worked hard for. So that's just one of the two examples that helped me being consistent and made me realize it takes a long time to see results that you want. And you have to be disciplined and consistent. So that's the first one. The second one is when I started entrepreneurship. Obviously, I quit my job and I obviously had a lot of money saved up. And I was tired of having a job. You know, I was tired of working for somebody else. I hated clocking in and clocking out, having my days, you know, pretty much what days I can have off, when I can take my vacation, what time I can take my break, what time I can take my lunch. I hated working hard. And when I did work hard, at the end of the day, I just made someone else wealthier. So that's when I just stopped that. I quit my job, became an entrepreneur because I knew if I work hard for myself, I could make it. Obviously, I educated myself. You know, I learned a lot as the process started because obviously, like I said in previous podcasts, that's exactly what my father did. He started his own business, put in the work. Obviously, the outcome was great for him. So obviously, I saw that and I knew I could put in that same amount of work. Obviously, did I know what I was getting myself into? Of course not. But I realized a lot. And obviously, you have to be consistent. Obviously, when you start a business or an entrepreneurship. So when I started my business, I put a lot of money into it. Obviously, the money I saved. I started putting the money into the business. And obviously, at the beginning, I did not see the outcome. Obviously, you know, anything you start in the business, you're going to lose money. So obviously, I was losing money, unfortunately, and I was going through my savings, all the money I saved up from having a job because I never took vacation. I had all these days, weeks of vacation packed up, and I got paid out for all that. All those sick days, I hardly took any sick days, so I got paid out for all those. So I had a lot of it accumulate, and I had a lot of it saved up. So when I started the business, it was going through months and months, and I wasn't seeing the results I wanted to see. So obviously it's not a good feeling. We don't see the results you want to see because you're working hard. Like myself, I was working hard and I didn't get it. Like I'm working hard. I don't understand why I don't see the results I want to see. And to me, it was very frustrating and it because I kept losing money and depleting money and the business was slowly growing and it was very stressful because I'm losing money. And if I run out of money, what am I going to do? So eventually it got to the point where I was bleeding money out. Obviously the business was producing very small income, obviously not nearly anything close to what I was making with my job. And obviously it's very stressful and you hit rock bottom. So when I hit rock bottom, I realized it because I went to the markets and I didn't have enough money in my bank account. So for the first time ever, I had to use my credit card to purchase groceries. And that was hard for me to realize because I've never had done that because I've always had money in my bank account. And when I had to use my credit card to purchase essentials for the groceries, that was tough for me to swallow because I've never done that before and I felt like I hit rock bottom. And when I got to that point, I had two options. I can either keep going with this business and keep putting the work and hopefully being consistent and hopefully it pays off. Or I could give up this entrepreneurship, give up on the business and basically just get a job again. And then I'll be stuck having a job again and being in that rat race for the rest of my life. So those were the two options I had and it was one or the other. So I'm pretty sure, as you can know, what option I took personally, because I didn't want to give up. I knew I could do it because I was consistent. I was disciplined. I had the work ethic. And I don't know, I've never been a quitter in my life, so I never quit anything. So I had no option. Obviously, having a job again, that wasn't an option for me personally. So I kept going with the business and I kept going and being consistent every single month. Even though I was bleeding money, I kept working on the business, and eventually took off. But it took a long time, and it was very scary. But I realized that's part of being an entrepreneur, because you don't know if you're gonna make it or not, and it is very scary and terrifying, because if I kept going and the business didn't ever produce, who knows where I'd be right now. And that's a scary thought, but that's part of entrepreneurship. You have to take that big risk. And for most people, they're not willing to take that risk because it is scary. You might lose everything, and it's very possible. But if you're consistent, like we're talking about for this podcast, and you have the work ethic, and you're not willing to give up, you know, for your dreams or whatever you're trying to do, I mean, I believe you can do it. It's a lot of hard work, you know, it's a lot of sacrifice, it's a lot of emotional distress you go through sometimes, but at the end of the day, for me personally, it's worth it. And now I'm making more than my old job, and it's nice that I can do a lot of write-offs, you know, for mileage or expenses when I travel for work. You know, there's a lot of write-offs that help when you have a business. So obviously that's very helpful, and you know, obviously the things I could never do when I have a job, because you know, job you pay the most in taxes, and I can do a lot of write-offs and deductibles because I have a business. So, but we talked about that in a previous podcast of benefits of being an entrepreneur and, you know, starting your own business. And obviously that was a great benefit. But the whole point of this podcast is being consistent. Like I said, if I wasn't consistent and I gave up, I would never see the outcome. I would never see the finish line. Until this day, I'm not at the finish line. And I don't think I will ever be at the finish line, because I'm not satisfied where I'm at. I just always want to keep improving. I always want to keep growing no matter what. But that's me personally, and I believe if you're listening to this podcast, you can do the same exact thing. You just have to be consistent. You have to keep putting in the work. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all humans. You know, you can do the same thing that I can do. But obviously, it's a lot of sacrifice, a lot of discipline. This is a lot of self-educating yourself, because people don't teach you this. And like I said, the school systems don't teach you any of this. But for me personally, it's 100% worth it. And for me personally, the best thing of it all, I have my freedom back. No one tells me when time I have to come in, what time I leave, when I have to take my break, my lunch, what days I have off, when I can take my vacation. That's up to me. Even though I'm still a workhorse and I work 7 days a week, but I'm totally fine with it, because that's for me. And if I put in the work and I work hard, for me personally, I'm okay with that. If it's for somebody else and making them wealthier and slave myself away for them, I'm not okay with that. But if it's for myself and to benefit me and, you know, all the things I'm working for and the reasons I do it, I'm totally okay with that. I'm totally satisfied with that. But that's me personally. And it's unfortunate that most people would not go through that, because they're not consistent. And like I said, you see the results, you just have to keep going. You have to put your head down and keep putting in the work, and just keep putting in the work over and over. You gotta make sacrifices. Obviously you can't go out, go spend money, all this stuff. You just have to keep putting in the work over and over and over, and eventually it pays off. For me personally, and I believe if you do the same thing, if you work hard, obviously it'll pay off. And obviously it has to be something that's, you know, in demand, something that people actually want. It can't just be something random and you're consistent and then you just run yourself or your business to the ground because it's something that people don't want. Obviously it has to be something that people do want, or a service, or if you're selling something, whatever it is, you know, it has to be something that people want or need. So that's very important when being consistent as well. It has to be one of those, because you can be consistent all you want, but if it's something that people don't want or need, then you're not going to go anywhere, and unfortunately you're running yourself to the ground. Just overall, being consistent, I believe personally, if you are consistent and you work hard, you will see the results. Like I said, these two examples, when it's talking about fitness and when I started entrepreneurship, at the beginning I didn't see the results, and you know, it took time. But like I said, it takes months, years to see the results. And that's what being consistent pretty much means. That's why I'm doing this podcast, and I'm still 5 months in. 10 to 25 downloads, listeners per day, still not that much, which I do realize that, but I'm still going to keep going because I know I can grow this. And I know I can reach more people and hopefully help more people, because, you know, financial education can change people's lives. And like I said, it's changed my life, and hopefully it can change others, and we can start changing our mindsets and how we pretty much taught to think, which is unfortunate to be an employee. That's how we're taught to think. It's all being about consistent. You just have to put your head down and put in the work. And that's what fitness and starting entrepreneurship taught me. And I was consistent with those two. And like I said, I believe with this podcast, which is the third thing about me being consistent, I think I can grow this too. And hopefully July 11th, 2023, we can do another episode, which actually we will be doing another episode, and hopefully downloads and listens per day at least double. But personally, you know, it's more than that, obviously, to help more people. But hopefully I can show people, if you're listening to this podcast, July 11, 2023, you'll listen to that podcast again. And hopefully we have more listeners and downloads, and you can see what being consistent means and, you know, what it takes. And obviously you can do the same thing, and you can have results as well, as long as you're consistent. I'm sure all of us have heard the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. Obviously, it took hundreds of thousands of years to build. And think about the Great Wall of China. Its construction lasted over 2,300 years. This shows that it takes time. Obviously, that's a long, long time, if anything, but it takes time to build things. And it won't happen overnight, unfortunately. It won't happen weeks, won't months. It takes time to build things. You know, we see all these people, all these famous, successful people, like Elon Musk, all these filthy rich people, Warren Buffett. They have so much money. We all want to be like them and have all that money, but we don't realize how many years it took them to get that money, and how much work they had to put in, and how consistent they had to be. Obviously, just to see the outcome. Obviously, you don't know what the outcome is. You don't know when you'll see the outcome, but you just have to keep going. You just have to be consistent. Like I said, a lot of people just want things now, unfortunately, because that's the society that's told us to want things now, because we see it on, what if you see on social media, see people with nice cars, like, oh, I want that. And they sell you some scams, like we talked about in a previous podcast. Oh, you can make all this money and be rich like me. But at the end of the day, you're just making them richer, and they end up, unfortunately, screwing you over, because it takes time to build wealth. And the more you realize that, you realize all these scams that go on, unfortunately. And you see what currently what happened with the FTX exchange, how some people lost millions. And overall, that exchange went out, was filed for bankruptcy, and people lost it all, unfortunately. So, I mean, obviously that's one of the biggest scams of all time, but it's unfortunate. People want to get rich quick, and when that happens, you're gonna lose money, unfortunately. Like I said, it takes time. You gotta be patient. And that's why these credit card companies make a killing, because if you don't have the money, you can use credit cards to get what you want now, even though you don't have the money. But people still end up swiping their credit card, even though they don't have the money. And credit card companies know this, and they are making money off of you, because, like I said, they know society, that people want things now, and they use that towards their advantage. So, fortunately, that's how the system works. And once you realize that money doesn't come quick, and it takes time to build things and make money and be successful, it takes a lot of time, a lot of hard work. And like I said, this podcast is all being about consistent. And at the end of the day, I believe if you are consistent, you will end up successful. So I will keep making these podcasts and have a new episode for you every single Monday. That's not going to stop. I'm going to be consistent with that. And hopefully you find something that you can be consistent heading into 2023 with. And hopefully you can stay consistent, whatever it is, and hopefully it finds you great success. And just to show you that, I already knew when I started this podcast, I'd be consistent, because when I had my outro created, I had the person put in there that I would have a new episode every single week. And that obviously forced me to have an episode every single week. If I wasn't going to have an episode every single week, I would never have had them add that to the outro, because then I'd be a liar. but I knew I'd be consistent, so I had them add that in there. And I will continue every single week to have something new for you. So if you listen to podcasts, I appreciate you tuning in, and hopefully this was a little eye-opener for the reasons I do what I do. Obviously, the consistency and obviously the discipline, what it takes. And hopefully you can find some golden nuggets in here. But at like end of the day, I really do appreciate you listening to podcasts. If you subscribe, I appreciate it. If you share with other people, I appreciate it as well. But as always, I wish you the best of luck and obviously great success, and take care of yourself. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.